You know, we're on Minnesota here, and it's a very impressive win they had against the Rams Sunday. Really played strong in all three phases of the game. You know, good football team, aggressive on defense, have some explosive players on offense that are hard to stop, and they do a good job. Good job in the kicking game, well coached. It's a good football team, and been impressed watching them in preseason and of course, against the Ram game, in the Ram game on Sunday.
Good morning, Bill. It's Mike Reese. How are you?
Good, Mike.
I'm curious what you see, obviously, from Adrian Peterson. I mean, everyone knows how good he is in terms of his style of play. How would you describe the challenge of going up against him?
Big. I mean, he's very strong runner, good vision, and real good speed. So when he hits the seam, you're looking at a lot of yardage. He's a hard guy to tackle, and has good patience as a runner and good burst, good strength, and can run away from people. So he's a tough guy to handle.
And the follow up, we talk about the running game. I guess you also got to factor in Patterson based on what he did in the opener there. How are they using him in the running game? Anything that stands out to you in that area?
Well, again, it's been preseason, so I think that Norv has pretty much just run his offense. But then, last week they handed him the ball and he made some explosive plays. So I'm sure that they'll get him the ball in ways that maybe we haven't seen, or just opportunities to get him in space. He's a tremendous kickoff returner, very aggressive, again, fast, athletic guy that. When he gets the ball in his hands, he's a very dynamic player. So I'm sure that offensively they'll find some ways to get it to him, whether it's throwing it to him or handing it to him or, slip screens or whatever. But, there hasn't been a ton of that to this point until the Ram game.
Hi, Bill. I know obviously you guys are familiar with Matt Cassel, but I'm wondering from what you've seen from him recently here, maybe how he's changed or how he's developed as a quarterback since his time here in New England.
Well, I think Matt's a good player. We know he's smart, works hard, is well prepared, athletic, can move in the pocket and escape, and get out of trouble. And he's got a very good arm, very good on the deep ball, throw the out cuts, throw the ball outside the numbers with no problem. Got real good arm strength, so he's a good player in all areas of the game. Can throw at all three levels: short, intermediate, deep, and he's athletic and can buy time in the pocket or skate the pocket and make plays with his legs.
Next question by Tom Curran, followed by Bob Soucy.
Hey, Bill. Last season, in going against Mike Zimmer, and I'm sure during his tenure in the NFL, you've crossed paths many other times. I'm curious, as you prepare for Minnesota, he's obviously the head coach, but how much carryover is there in terms of style and scheme does he bring to Minnesota and a whole different group of personnel?
Oh, I'd say their defense looks quite a bit like the Cincinnati defense. So I think there's quite a bit of carryover from what they did in Cincinnati, and especially when you get to their sub-third-down packages.
And are there any...
quite a bit of carryover.
With that scheme, Bill, are there any specific characteristics of it that you could describe? Is it, pressure, blitzing, reactive, anything in particular about his work that characterizes how...
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of four-man line over front. With a one-and-three technique, Floyd's kind of the under-tackle or over-tackle, if you will. Usually they're over. They do a good decent amount of pressure in with their linebackers. And then we get into Sud, they're a nickel team, you know, kind of like Miami again. That's sort of from the same family there, too, with Coyle being in Cincinnati. So it's a lot of five DBs, two linebackers, a mixture of linebacker and secondary pressure, mixture of man, zone pressure, man pressure. So they do a good job of keeping it moving. But, yeah, there's definitely a decent amount of pressure.
Can I ask one follow-up? Is it good?
Sure, go ahead.
Sorry, thanks, Stacey. Good might be a relative term, but at least you saw plenty of a similar defense than last week with Kevin Coyle's group in Miami. Say, okay, there's some of the
same. Yeah, there's definitely some carryover. Yeah.
Okay.
There's definitely some carryover. But, I mean, obviously it's not the same, and you have all new personnel that you have to get ready for. But there's some scheme carryover. Yeah.
Hey, Bill, I want to ask about Mike Zimmer's offensive coordinator, North Turner, a guy, again, who you've coached against many, many times. Have you seen enough evidence in one game of his imprint on this team offensively, and how has he used, you know, the weapons at his disposal, like Peterson and Patterson, just to kind of put his stamp on this offense?
Well, yeah, I'd say it's, you know, very much a, you know, a Norv offense, and you know, kind of all the characteristics that we all, you know with Norv. I mean, a lot of shifting motion, change of formations. You know, loves the tight ends. So Rudolph, he gets a lot of, you know, a lot of play out of him. You know, a lot of misdirection plays, screen passes, things like that. Good amount of throwing the ball down the field. They, you know, they're sound. They're aggressive, but they're sound. They don't, you know, they have things picked up, and they've got an answer. You know, Norris got a lot of experience. He's pretty much got an answer for everything. So whatever teams try to do against them, they have their ways and strategies of beating it. Again, they have a smart quarterback with Castle who can, you know, run it and handle all the volume that Norv has. But you know, you got to be able to stop the running game. You got to be able to stop 12 personnel. They do a good job of using the tight ends and getting the ball down the field. Patterson's an explosive player. Peterson is an explosive player. Rudolph's, you know, a guy that's involved a lot in the offense. You know, Jennings is an excellent receiver. So they got a big offensive line. I mean, the line's been together for a couple of years now. So they're very experienced and you know, they handle things well. So they're a good offensive football team. They're well coached.
Hi, Bill. Your teams historically don't suffer too many in-season losing streaks, and I'm just wondering if the work week coming off a loss is different at all, the approach or anything that you do differently that has really limited stringing some losses together.
I mean, we don't really talk too much about that, so I don't know. I mean, each week's its own week, it's its own challenge, and whatever did or didn't happen the week before, of course, we can learn from every game, win or lose, but whatever happened the week before, I don't really know how much impact that has on the next game, the next game's the next game, and, you know, it has its own, like I said, its own challenges and its own unique characteristics. So in this case it's Minnesota, and you know, we can't you know, belabor the Miami game and carry it with us. We looked at it, we corrected it, we talked about it, and we moved on, and now we're on to Minnesota. So it's, and when the Minnesota game is over, then we'll move on to the next game next week.